This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Check out Bandcamp on Twitter, twitter.com/AdamsBandcamp. Joy 94.9, and we've just heard from our next guest with the track Old Fitzroy from his 2009 album Get Out While You Can. He's gearing up to play a gig that sounds an absolute treat at Biljana April 9th, and he's here to tell us all about it. Welcome to Bandcamp and Joy, Dan Sultan.
Thanks very much. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us about this gig, because I've read about it on the internet, and the venue sounds absolutely stunning.
Oh, it's a beautiful place. It's a natural amphitheatre with a little river that runs sort of around and down the bottom of the amphitheatre and eventually into a nice quarry where there's a rope swing and gum trees and all of that. So it's a beautiful spot. They have a festival there most years called Folk Rhythm and Life, and I've been lucky enough to be able to go along to that a few times and have a pretty good time. And it's pretty nice country, and I've been to a few festivals throughout the year as well. That's a summer festival, that FRL, Folk Rhythm and Life, and they've put on a few shows throughout the year as well. More like the show that we're going to be doing, just a smaller bill, I suppose, like a mini festival sort of thing.
And there's still camping involved, like people camp overnight and stuff, don't they? So it's like a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a pretty good place for kids and pretty good place to hang out and enjoy the bush. It's nice.
So tell us about who else is on the bill.
We've got a local guy, which I've heard great things about, and we've got Sally Dasty from Titus.
Yep.
And Uncle Archie Roach as well, which is very exciting. We were going to do a tour with Archie Roach in the middle of last year, or towards the end of last year, actually, but he fell a bit ill, so he was unable to do it. So any opportunity to share the stage with him is one I want to take, you know. So.
Have you gigged with him before?
Just in, never as our own kind of acts. We play together in a band called the Black Arm Band, so we've toured a lot with that, and played a lot of shows and worked together a lot with that. But this is the first time that he'll have his group and I'll have my group there, and just our own type of thing. So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
that sounds great. Now, the venue sounds awesome. And for people that don't know too much about the area, it's roughly about 2.5 hours out of Melbourne, isn't it? So it's a doable weekend trip.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like I said, it's a pretty nice place where you can go for a swim and if the weather's all right anyway.
Fingers crossed. You never know.
Fingers crossed. Well, you don't know these days, yeah.
And if people want details on the event, they just have to head to the website, which is biljana.com, so biljana.com, and all the details are up there. But can we talk a little bit about your music?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. Old Fitzroy is a track we just heard, and I can't believe that was the first clip that you'd done. That's the first ever clip you've actually done. Do the film clips just don't really interest you much, or it just hasn't come up before?
Oh, well, they do. You know, it's just we don't have much of a structure in place to really do it. You know, we're kind of independent, you know. And whether it's not having enough money or whether it's not really... or whether it's having too much stuff going on at once, and that seems to be the case. You know, I'd like to be doing more film clips. You know, ideally I'd love to have as many clips as many songs got played on the radio last year, which was about three, you know, all up, three or four off the record, you know, which we got a bit of play for. But, you know, we don't have a label and we don't have a head of marketing and we don't have any of that. So it'd be good to be doing more. But, for whatever reason, we haven't been able to do it. But, yeah, Old Fitzroy, I love that film clip. It was made by some friends of mine. And, I think it's more about the place Fitzroy than it is me or the band or, you know, it's more about the song, you know. It's more about the piece than it is anything else. You know?
And just showcases the, you know, what a diverse and fantastic place Fitzroy is, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so, you know. And the song's fiction, you know. It's about someone who's probably had a few knocks, can't really get a break. And I grew up around there, and it was just about what I saw when I was a kid. You could see someone on the street, like a poet or an artist or a songwriter, and you know, they'd never really get many opportunities to kind of to do anything with it due to, I don't know, because of where they grew up, because of the way they speak, or because of the colour of their skin, or a whole lot of reasons, you know. Socioeconomic, anyway.
And that hasn't changed, has it, really, all these years later?
Yeah, you got to be you got to work pretty hard to get out of that, you know. Yeah. And people do it, but it's a pretty hard old road, you know.
Speaking of breaks, you had a massive break last year with the win at the Arias. Has that changed things much for you?
Well, a little bit. It was weird. It was strange, like, because I found myself in a place that I'd never really found myself before, being sort of recognised like that and winning the AIR Awards, which are the Independent Awards, and also the Deadlies as well. Ended up winning more awards than we could have imagined. So it was strange not to be something that people are talking about to keep an eye out for, and to more be something that is just there, you know, something that's kind of, I don't know, arrived almost. So it was weird for me.
Yeah.
And I had the Arias up on my mantelpiece for a while, and with the Deadlies and the AIR Awards, but I just had to take them down, and they're okay. They're just in my room, just in the cupboard, but
collecting dust.
Well, yeah, I just, you know, it's just easy to kind of look at them and think, oh, well, that's, I don't want to get that feeling like I've peaked or anything, you know.
No,
what I
exactly.
mean? And I want to be able to keep things fresh and
keep
motivated. And so I took them down, and that's, look, it's nice, and I'm proud of last year. And
sure, yeah.
It was very encouraging, but you got to be able to move on.
I think, yeah, exactly. You know? Well, when you look at some of the sort of best new talents that have won Arias over the years, they kind of, you know, that is their peak. They've won it, and then for whatever reason, maybe get too cocky, or the expectation is too high for them. You sort of never hear from them again, which is a bit of a shame.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's strange. I think Australia's pretty good at just being into the underdog as well.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Which is, it's a pretty nice quality to have, I think. But at the same time, it can translate into a lot of tall poppy stuff, you know.
Exactly,
which is, I think it can be a bit unfair on some crew, you know.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't like to read articles or reviews or anything like that. About my band, anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you just keep out of that.
Yeah, well, I feel like, you know, and, you know, there have been a couple of, you know, reviews that aren't amazing, you know, nothing that's too full on or nothing that's too hurtful or anything like that. But there have been a couple that aren't amazing, you know, obviously, but, you know, the majority of them are pretty good. And I don't know, I just don't want to start believing that, you know.
Yeah.
I'd like to be able to, again, keep my motivation and keep wanting to work hard and never actually take it for granted. So I think if you start reading all that stuff and you start believing it, it's dangerous. And not just if they're good reviews, I think, you know, because they can all be good and they can all be wonderful for a few years. And then this next record that I'm starting to work on now, if or when I release it, could be that, you know, no one likes it. So if I don't read reviews now and believe the good ones, then I won't worry about the bad ones if they ever start coming thick and fast, which, you know, we'll be honest, they might, you
could
know.
Happen, that, yeah.
It's the thing, you put yourself out there, you kind of try to present yourself in the best possible light, but people are going to make up their own minds, you know.
Exactly. I think that's the beauty of the Australian music scene as well, like the people that are buying the music are quite happy to make their own mind up rather than, I don't know, over in the UK and the US, it seems like everyone, if it's got a bad review, everyone stays away from it. They're not prepared to sort of make up their own mind about it, whereas in Australia, you know, people are prepared to, well, I'll listen to it and then I'll be the judge of it, kind of.
Yeah, and again, you know, it can work both ways. I think it'd be great to have a lot of opportunities that a lot of crew got in Europe and in the States, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's a lot of other things that come along with that. I think the thing about the States is, people aren't really scared of ambition in the States, you know. If you were to go for broke and to try to get as much out of a situation as you can, then that's almost admired, whereas in Australia you're seen as a bit of a smartass.
Exactly,
know what I mean?
And
again, it can be good and it can be bad. Personally, I don't really like it. I think people should be able to just go for it, you know.
Exactly, without criticism, yeah.
Well, and even with criticism, but, you know, people who are criticising realising that it really doesn't mean anything. It's just an opinion.
Yeah, definitely. Sure is.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.